Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Hope your week is not too funky. If you're not familiar with my show, you can head over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. I'm here every Wednesday at 9, and very excited about today's guest. Michelle Brower is joining us. She's the director of programming at the Irvine Barclay Theater, and she's going to talk about her role in the upcoming 35th season. Hard to believe. The Irvine Barclay Theater is celebrating this big milestone with Grammy winners, notable dance companies, speakers, and various talented artists, and a huge block party coming up. Very excited. She's joining us now. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How excited are you about the upcoming 35th season?
I'm quite excited. This is the first season that I've programmed for Irvine Barclay Theater, and okay. Along with our whole team, we're excited by the variety and the scope and some headliners that are coming through. So we hope everyone in Irvine region and beyond can join us. We have about 50 events that we're presenting and lots of partner organizations hosting their own events along the way.
Did you say 50?
Yeah, that's the ballpark we reach for every year.
50, wow. Your role must be very busy.
Busy in the best way.
Yes.
Something new every week. We have about 300 use days booked up in the year, so pretty good use rate for a theater facility.
Love that.
But yeah, I mean, we start strong this coming weekend. On Friday, we have the Barclay Jazz and Beyond Orchestra with Gershwin Swings. And the soloist Patty Austin and Paquita de Rivera are coming
awesome.
With Shelley Berg as the music director. And it's like that big band sound, lots of fun. And then on Saturday, a local group, SoCal Ballet Scene, they're okay. bringing over 50 professional dancers to do
Whoa.
Excerpts from the whole ballet spectrum, from classical to contemporary. And then on Sunday, another group is producing a Persian show on the music of the Sufi poet Rumi. So it's
okay.
like a little smorgasbord of everything.
I love
coming
that.
Right up.
I want to let listeners know that if you go to thebarclay.org and you click on events, the full schedule of what Michelle is describing is up there. Everything is up there. Paula Poundstone is coming. Oh, this is wonderful. The 2025 Down Syndrome Showcase, Sunday, September 21st. That's wonderful.
We, UCI Health has a department, and they do research with this community, and mm-hmm. then they invite them to showcase their talent. So there's visual art in the lobby, and then there's everything from singing and dancing. There's a hip-hop troupe. There's a Hawaiian dance troupe. But
Love
they
it.
Really get to just enjoy their time on the stage, and it's always a fun celebration. It's the third time they've had the event at the Barclay.
I love this. And how I see it is the arts are so important right now. I mean, post-pandemic, there are a lot of people, including students here at UCI, that struggle with mental health. And sometimes people don't want to come out to events. But when they do, you know, it's like this cloud lifts, you know. It's really great to surround yourself with things either as a diversion or something you once loved to do or you're interested in doing.
I agree. And I think even the act of gathering together, as you mentioned, and being in a crowd, and there's always a camaraderie if you take a seat and kind of chat with the people around you, like you're all there to enjoy the same show and to
yes.
react and share your thoughts and feelings about it afterwards. There's a lot of people that have met friends and become friends just because they enjoy coming to the theater and experiencing live art. So
yes.
yeah, well put.
And you know what's also interesting too, now that I think about it, Michelle, is that it's the only time we typically have to shut our phones and be fully
yes.
present with people next to us or what's right in front of us. And we need to do more of that.
I agree.
Right?
That does set it apart.
Mm-hmm. You're probably like, I'm guilty of that too. I am, you know. It's
Oh, totally.
I've become more aware of how we really need to connect more as humans and just have these meaningful moments of tech-free spaces.
I agree. And coming out of the pandemic, there was all this articles and noticing about theater etiquette. Oh, we need to reteach theater etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a hybrid moment where we weren't doing printed programs, and you can still read further program notes on your phone.
Okay.
But I agree, like when you're in the dark theater space and everyone's fully in tune with the music or the performance or the, you know, actor that's on the stage, it's kind of like an old lost ceremony, you know, it's like a storytelling ceremony that we engage with.
And
it's great to have that human to human connection. I agree.
There's also something going on right now, and I've noticed it started in Europe, is offline gatherings, the offline clubs. And it's so important, especially, like I said, I've worked with a lot of UCI students, and they want to gather, they want to connect, they want to be offline. And are you seeing more students attending? I know you've only been here a year, but are you seeing, I feel like your schedule is really in tune with what students might want to come to.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having them all back on campus. I know it won't be for a couple weeks.
Sure.
And I have to commend the student group. Sometimes they produce their own programs at the theater. So, TEDx UC Irvine, they did a showcase a couple years back, and there's different cultural groups like Vietnamese Student Association or Chinese American Student Scholar Association and Toma no Kai. There's all these groups that produce shows start to finish and invite the community in, and we're always really happy when they pull it off and gather together. There's also the School of the Arts uses our facility for their main stage shows, and we're very happy that the students feel at home both on stage and in the lobby to support each other.
I love that.
But UCI Illuminations provides underwritten student tickets, so while we serve the broader public with the shows that we present, if there's anything that a student sees that looks interesting, through the portal, like through the student portal, they can reserve complimentary tickets. So
great.
Our doors are open. If you ever have curiosity about a show, we love to see everybody come in, and we're very appreciative to the Chancellor's Office that underwrites these tickets.
I love that, because I don't think very many people know that.
Yeah, here to spread the word.
That is awesome. I love it.
Yeah. The program is UCI Illuminations.
UCI Illuminations. Okay. Tell me about the block party coming up Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock.
Yes, this is a really fun project for me and my team. We did an opening weekend, and we wanted to engage some of the fan bases that have a long history with us. So on Thursday, it's our dance audience. Limon Dance Company is coming. On Friday, for the Hawaiian audience, Raetea Helm is doing a great show for us, great songstress. And then on Saturday, Joshua Redman Group is coming, and so our jazz fans are happy to see him. But for the Sunday slot, we really wanted to do something that was wide open to the community, kind of all ages appeal. We wanted it to be free and open to the public. So kind of, you know, it is what it sounds like. It's a block party at 1 o'clock in our plaza. We'll have Puppets and Players Theater. They're going to do a marionette show for all ages of The Wizard of Oz, and there'll be churros and cotton candy and booths from our community partners. And then upstairs in the lobby, there's a caricature artist, so you can get a little souvenir for free.
Fun.
Balloon art for kids, and then also face painting. So just a real kind of carnival open house feel. Come get some snacks, interact. It's all just like free flowing for the first 2 hours. And then at 3 o'clock, Fat Cat Swinger, LA's little big band, they're doing a main stage show for us.
Cute.
Folks may
love
have
it.
Seen them at Disneyland. They're like a really high power, high energy, fun
yes.
band. And they do covers of popular songs and their own original music too, but they're dapper to the max.
Love it.
And a lot of fun. So yeah, that show is free and open to the public. We just want everyone to feel welcome and enjoy celebrating our 35th anniversary with us.
That's fantastic. It really aligns with students coming back to campus. It's going to be a great time. And this is a big band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was by design, because I believe it's the start of week one. So we're hoping that even some foot traffic, you know, students will see what's going on and want to join us.
Right. Well, great. So let me just tell listeners again. So it's on September 28th at 1 o'clock to 2:30 is the family friendly activities on the Barclay Plaza, and 3 to 4 is a free performance with Fat Cat Swinger. And all the details are on thebarclay.org.
That's right.
Yeah. What else would you like to tell us about your role and any events coming up?
So let's see.
Because I have a good question. What led you to the Barclay? Sure. Maybe what led you to the Barclay?
I'm a UCI alumna myself,
nice.
And I studied dance and art history, and I did some student internships. I interned at the Barclay back in the day in their marketing department. I had a great experience. I was there for a couple months.
Great.
And then I graduated, went off, did other things, worked for some nonprofits. We lived in Germany for a bit. And then when I moved back, I started up back at the Barclay with colleagues that I had known from my internship days. And it's already been... I'm entering my eighth year, so while I'm newer to the programming position, I used to run the facility rentals program, and I also supported with artist operations and our board of directors and miscellaneous admin things too. So I have a good share of institutional knowledge and am happy to be on this side of the equation now.
And you must be so happy to be back.
I am, yeah. It's been great, and we're happy to be back in season. Summer is a time where the community uses the space a lot, and then we go into a maintenance period in August. So we haven't been in the theater kind of with our typical season since May. So we're all set and ready. We had a donor launch party last night, and looking forward to welcoming everyone back. Happy to share some highlights I think might be of interest to UCI students in particular.
That would be great.
Yeah. The ukulele legend, Jake Shimabukuro, he's coming on October 5. They call him the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele.
And oh, yes.
He does all kinds of amazing showmanship with that little instrument and beyond. So he's coming on Sunday, October 5. Students might know the Carbonaro effect, but the magician Michael Carbonaro is doing a show on Saturday, October 11. That'll be kind of fun for us. We haven't had like a magician in my tenure, so he's a recognizable face and has a fun show, all ages show. And then let's see what else that might be coming up maybe later in the...
Well, for people who like ballet, there's Ballet Project OC Starbound. That's October 16th.
Yes, so this is also a local group. They'll be with us in October. The dancers are all on professional contracts elsewhere, but then they convene in Orange County and they do new choreographic works, and they're very... cutting edge in their work, and like they use great music and the pieces are super athletic and really beautifully done. So yeah, I would encourage anyone with an interest in dance or ballet. Ballet Project OC does a great show.
And by the way, are you part of the process of selecting the shows that come to the Barclay?
That's my main role.
So how do you go about, I mean, this is such an eclectic, exciting mix of shows. How do you go about deciding and doing your research on who's who?
The $1 million question. And to be fair, like when you look at all of the events on our calendar, a lot of them are produced independently. So like Ballet Project OC, like they're producing that show, and you know, they come in as a rental facility use. So of the season that we put on as IBT Presents, we kind of know we're going to do a handful of jazz shows, a handful of Hawaiian shows, some dance engagements, and then like some global music events. And then throughout the season, it's just a matter of planning 18 to 24 months ahead of which artists are touring, when will they be in Southern California, will they appeal to our audiences. And a lot of that work we do through conferences. I just wrapped up the Western Arts Alliance conference that was in LA last week, but I met with a lot of the agents that represent musicians and other attractions that tour through performing arts centers. So it's kind of like there's performances that we know will tour through California that we assess will be a good fit for Irvine. And then there's other shows that we produce internally, so to speak, or like partner with other folks. So an example of that is Ignite Dance in January, on January 23. There's going to be seven dance organizations that have called the Barclay home over the course of 35 years. And then we're showcasing all of those different dance companies. So it's everything from Bharatanatyam, classical Indian dance, Chinese dance, classical ballet, contemporary dance. And UCI will be represented as well with a solo by Lara Lubavitch from the dance department. So again, kind of a showcase of all of these dance groups that are near and dear to the Barclay. And then we also partnered with Tangle Media for a show on October 24.
Okay.
And it'll be a panel that kind of shares like the left, right, and center on current events. And it's a way to like foster political discourse and kind of make the news relevant and open, more open-minded for up-and-coming generations. So we're kind of excited for that too. So there's a few shows on our season that won't be in other theaters.
Excuse me, is that in 2025 coming up or is that in 26?
Yes, coming up this October. So okay. Tangle News Live on Friday, October 24.
What a calendar. I mean, this is great because I've gone to the Barclay and it's so intergenerational. There are so many things. Mm-hmm. You're reaching different audiences and, you know, something that you might even never have heard of, but it seems intriguing. I would say just go.
I agree, especially through the UCI Illuminations program.
Yes.
Bring a friend, enjoy the student benefit, and we'd love to see you all.
I'm going to come up with a PSA for this because what you're talking about really I would hope would get more students to attend. And like I mm-hmm. said, there's a feeling of social disconnect and, you know, people might not be aware of what's going on at the Barclay, but if they know there's something new and different, as you said, they could bring a friend, get free tickets. It's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to leave us with? This is, you must just be so excited when you see this calendar.
It's a labor of love for sure. And I really hope that new audiences discover us through the programming and that, you know, you can bring a friend, but it's also a place to make a friend. I've gotten to just connect with people from all ages and all stages of life that like to come to live events and take a leap, try something new this school year. Nothing to lose. And if you don't like one show, you can try another one. There's different genres, different styles.
Yes.
And there's also lots of great student-produced, student-affiliated work. We'll have Little Women from the UCI Drama Department in November.
Okay.
Dance Visions is the dance show that's in February. And the UCI Symphony Orchestra performs 3 times a year as well in the fall, winter, and spring. So we love to see other students supporting their friends and getting their own time in the spotlight as well.
And little did you know, your role years ago would lead to this moment.
That's true.
That's extraordinary.
Very true.
Did you always love the theater growing up?
I did. Yeah, I have a dance background, so I grew up in the ballet studio.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always really motivated to kind of work behind the scenes. And once I knew about this whole space of arts administration, I was very energized and wanted to work in some capacity within it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. All right, so people can just go to thebarclay.org. They can also go to Illuminations. Could you give that information again for students that want free tickets?
Sure. The program is called UCI Illuminations. It's the Chancellor's Initiative, so you can pop that right into Google. It should come up. And then we're also pretty active on social media, especially Instagram. Our handle is at Irvine Barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y. And we post about all of our upcoming events there, too.
Okay. And one last thing I noticed, too, you have a Support Us tab on your website. Tell me about memberships and what's the Name a Seat, Jewel Box Seat campaign?
I'll start with the seat campaign.
Yes.
Folks have the opportunity to select a seat that they would like to name. So we engrave a plaque with whatever caption, and it's considered as a donation to the theater. So depending on which seat, there's different tiers, and it's just a sweet way to leave your mark, leave your legacy. I actually named a seat up in the balcony after my grandparents because they were the first people to bring me to the theater way back in the day.
Oh, I love that. That's a really special way to honor someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then memberships. So people can basically click on the support tab. They can get involved as a member. There are various ways to give. You know, you don't have to be a student here at UCI to do that. Anyone can get involved.
Of course, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. And for people that do not know where you're located, could you just let them know?
Sure. We are on Campus Drive, kind of the outward edge of campus. The major landmark that everyone knows is the In-N-Out in University Town Center. We're directly across the street from In-N-Out. A lot of students that take the Anteater Express Shuttle and cross Watson Bridge, we're right at the base of the bridge by the Rose Garden, across from Aldrich Hall, that big navy and gray building. That's the Barclay.
Fantastic.
So our address is 4242 Campus Drive in Irvine, 92612.
And the parking is super easy. It's right
there. The parking, yep. Right there, or in the student center parking structure, very easy to access.
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much for calling in, and very excited for this season and this 35th celebration.
Thanks so much for having me, Janann. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Michelle Brower, Director of Programming at the Irvine Barclay Theater, talking about her role for this upcoming 35th season. And if you want to learn more about what's going on at the Barclay, you can visit thebarclay.org. Again, there are free tickets for students, so I can put that information up on the show blog a little later on. The show blog, again, is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org.